Why do I say we have a weak middle management? We have a weak middle management because the strength of senior management is diminishing, and we are doing very little, if anything at all, to engage with the next generation of leaders. One of the root causes of the weakness of a middle management layer is the lack of intentional focus on succession planning. One of the key activities that ought to take place in succession planning is mentoring. Let me describe here that the opposite of mentoring is not someone who is disengaged. The opposite of mentoring is micromanaging. We get too involved in the day-to-day, standing in for our employees, trying to fight fires and come in and rescue them at the whim of any request that comes along our way. And we end up fighting fires than building firemen. So what does it take to overcome this weakness in middle management? Number one, there must be an intentional corporate strategy to transfer values and not just skills. Look at the investment of training and the investment of organizational development that you put into building your employees. How much of that goes into skills and how much of that goes into character? It will be foolhardy for us to assume that character is picked up automatically. On the contrary, in the absence of clear character standards, people tend to deviate to their natural inclination of wanting to be in their comfort zone, meaning that in the absence of an intentional character-based development program, people tend to interpret leadership expectations according to their convenience standard. So let's come back again to this malady of the weakness of middle management. In many of the companies that I speak to, they are starting to realize that for the organization to go to the next level of growth, they can no longer just rely on the old guard, senior leaders who have been around since the founding of the company. Now that this layer of leadership is contemplating retirement, we scout around for the next level of talent and we find that to be lacking. Why? Because we have been just so focused on the development of skills, we have not engaged our people for the development of character. Now, how do you mentor an employee for character? How do you transfer values? Number one, there must be a common definition of what the corporate values stand for. And number two, are your corporate values deciphered in very clear competency definitions? And number three, are these competency definitions integrated into crucial organizational development processes like hiring, appraisal, development, and succession planning? For some practical ideas on what you can do, go to performancebycharacter.com. Think about it.